Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the darn time at npr.org/Bryant Park. All right, we've already been through the front page and the homepage of various websites. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, below the fold, back there on page 32. It's the stories we call the ramble. You're up first, Rico.
Thanks. Police in West Virginia have arrested a man accused of stealing money from parking meters. This would be his fourth arrest for parking meter robbery in just over a month. He really, really, really likes to rob parking meters.
And he's really, really not good at getting away with it.
No, and by way of example, my favorite among William Salisbury's misadventures has to be robbery number two. This happened in December. Police say that to rob the meters, he brought along his electric drill.
Oh, good.
Plugged it into an outlet outside the state capitol's guardhouse.
Why not?
And blew a circuit breaker.
Of course.
Alerting the cops to his presence. But he's no dummy, R. William.
Oh, really?
No.
Prove it.
Here we go. After he was released from jail, police believe he returned to the parking meters, this time with a cordless drill. Smart man. Unfortunately for him, he was captured on surveillance video walking around the Capitol on a night when two more meters were broken into because, you know, who knew a state Capitol campus would be under heavy surveillance?
Right, right. All right, so Rico, what do you think when you see somebody take their fingers and they pinch their nose and sort of that sign language move?
It's a bad time to smell things.
Yeah, like something stinks, correct, right?
Indeed.
Well, apparently this gesture has caused a problem for some sign language interpreters in Thailand. See, they actually make that gesture. They hold their nose to indicate the name of the country's new prime minister.
Yes, but here's the reason why is what I enjoy about this
story.
Well,
it's because he has a nickname, Mr. Rose Applenose.
Mr. Rose Applenose.
Because people say his nose sort of resembles that fruit. And the best thing about this, when you look the story up online, there's just an enormous picture, an enormous close-up of this man's nose and nostrils. I couldn't pick him out anywhere. Like, if you showed me a full face shot, you'd just show me that shot?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Rose Applenose.
Easily identified by his Rose Applenose.
Yeah, now Thai sign language interpreters say they often use some prominent facial feature as shorthand for leaders. So during a broadcast of Monday's parliamentary session, they held their noses between their two fingers many times when they were talking about the prime minister. Some party supporters are offended by the gesture.
You know, I can't say that I blame them. At what point do you maybe think to yourself, maybe I shouldn't use shorthand this time?
How about you show him a physical features? I think that is just a road I don't want to go down.
Anyway, but I admire them anyway. If you're of a certain age and you're thinking about buying a brand new red convertible, quitting your job and taking off to Mexico with someone half your age, Are you, Allison?
No, I'm good.
No,
with my,
me neither.
My but, Honda and my gig, yes, I'm
right.
Fine.
But there is good news. If you are one of these people, you're not alone. Researchers from Great Britain and the U.S. say middle age does make you miserable.
Oh.
I think we already knew that. But in a study of 2 million people, they did find that men and women in their 40s were more likely to be depressed. Although the study didn't find any concrete reason why the slump occurs, there's a guy named Andrew Oswald, who is one of the authors. And he suggests that middle age is when people learn to quell their impossible aspirations.
Well, it is the time when you realize, I'm never going to be an Olympic ice skater.
Right, indeed.
That's just not going to happen.
Or like, you know, starting out with a yen to become the first Italian-American to walk on Mars and instead spending your days talking about parking meter robbers.
Exactly.
Oh, Allison. What are we doing with a freaking lie?
Well, I'm going to talk about something that's not going to make me feel better, apparently. I felt good when I came in this morning. I don't know now.
Sorry. I'm sorry to be the bring down.
All right. If you're going to New Richmond, Ohio, and you're driving, just take a little extra care. Because if you get involved in a car crash there, police will send you and your insurance company a bill for responding to the cost and the cleanup of the accident. Here's the reason. The town is one of an increasing number of cash-strapped communities. They're requiring out-of-town drivers to pay up when they cause an accident.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I just like the detail on this one is that if a cop comes to attend to the accident, you're going to spend, I think, what is it, $14 for the first 30 minutes that he's there and $7 for every 15 minutes thereafter, which has to be one of the few incidents where you're like involved in a crime or something and you have a cop there and you're like, can we hurry up here, please?
Exactly.
Thanks, I got a ticket. Great.
As fast as these laws are springing up, people are trying to squash them. Pennsylvania has passed a state law prohibiting them, and Wyoming City Council repealed its fee last week. So just beware.
And that's the ramble. And that's The Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.